Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God has given us unlimited treasures in His Word. Every time we open it, we can discover a new treasure or admire an old one. What will we find today? Here's Carla Early with Treasure Hunt in the Word.
One year, I had a friend who went through all sorts of problems. Normally, they say problems come in threes, but that year, she had way more than three. And since she was one of my prayer partners, I got to support her in praying through the whole thing. Each week, she'd give me an update on one of the ongoing problems, and then add something new. She'd found mold in her house and had to remodel about half of her house. In the middle of that, her house flooded during a hard rain. Then certain parts of her house had to be gutted and redone. Then she found out the cause of the flood was some construction down the street, and her whole front yard had to be dug up in order to build a drainage system so her house wouldn't flood again. Worse yet, all of that had to come out of her pocket, just when her place of employment had cut back on her hours. Then the health problems began. I could go on, but you get the idea. I loved my friend's attitude. She would tell me whatever new thing had gone wrong, and then she'd say, "At least it's not cancer. It can be fixed. God is in control." And we would pray over it. Yes, we may have problems, huge problems, insurmountable problems, but God is always in control. And He always walks right beside us through all of those problems. When we read the Bible, we find page after page of people who had problems, usually way worse than we have. And we can see how God has dealt with those difficulties as His people put their faith in Him. As Jeremiah demonstrated faith in the Lord by warning the people of Judah, he experienced lots of problems. People attacked him with words, mocked him, reproached him, derided him. He was put in stocks at one point. He was imprisoned more than once. The priests and false prophets attempted to kill him. Before the Babylonians invaded, his own people put him in a well, and he sunk in the mire. I doubt any of us had had it quite this bad, though Christians in some countries have. Throughout this long period of difficulty, Jeremiah had God's promise from way back in chapter 1. When God said, "They will fight against you, but they will not prevail, for I am with you to deliver you." Often the Lord provided godly people to rescue Jeremiah, hide him, feed him, protect him. And He gave Jeremiah strength that he would have needed to face all these problems. God said, "For behold, I have made you a fortified city and an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land." Jeremiah learned that God is sovereign, and He knows what He's doing. At one point, Jeremiah prayed, "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you." And we can say the same thing when we face problems throughout our lives. We can read His word and pray, "Lord, you took care of Jeremiah, Joseph, David, and so many more. I know you control all things, and you've got this too. You've got a purpose. Lead me and guide me through this so that you get the glory, because nothing is too hard for you."
You can contact us at treasurehuntintheword@gmail.com. We'd love to hear the treasures God has given you through His word. You can listen to other episodes at our website, which you can find in the description below. Thanks for listening, and remember, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.